This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. This is Steve Starson in for Bob tonight here on this holiday weekend. I'm glad to be with you. Hello to all friends out there on the RBN Network. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Help the network out a little bit. Check out our stories. Also, Bob Tuscan's got a great website up, bobtuscan.com, bobtuscan.com. And I was looking at a story here that's read... thetruthwins.com. Thetruthwins.com. What will you do when you can no longer buy or sell without submitting to a biometric identification? And this is from April 18th. It's a story here about, you know, what they're using now in face scanning, fingerprint scanning, iris scanning, facial recognition, all this kind of stuff, to try to identify people with this high-tech gear that they have. And the story reads, in some areas of the world, payment systems that require palm scanning or face scanning are already being tested. We have entered an era where biometric security is being hailed as, quote, the solution to antiquated security methods of the past. We are being promised that the constant problems that hackers are causing with our credit cards, bank accounts, ATM machines, and internet passwords will go away once we switch over to biometric identification. And without a doubt, we have some massive security problems that need to be addressed. But do we really want a machine to read your face or your hand before you are able to buy anything, sell anything, or log on to the internet? Do you really want the system to be able to know where you are, what you are buying, and what you're doing at virtually all times? Biometric security systems are being promoted as cool and cutting edge, but there is also potentially a very dark side to them that should not be ignored. In this day and age, identity theft has become a giant problem. Being able to confirm that you are who you say you are, well, it's a pretty big deal. To many, biometric security presents a very attractive solution to this problem. For example, the following is a brief excerpt from a recent Fox News article entitled, Biometric Security Can't Come Soon Enough for Some People. That's from Fox News. Here's a quote. In a world where nearly every ATM now uses an operating system without any technical support, where a bug can force every user of the internet to change the password to every account they've ever owned overnight, where cyber attacks and identity theft grow more menacing every day, the ability to use your voice, your finger, your face, or some combination of the three to log into your email, your social media feed, or your checking account allows you to ensure it's very difficult for someone else to pretend they're you. Well, that's the quote from the Fox News article. But almost everyone would like to make their identities more secure. Nobody actually wants their bank accounts compromised or the internet passwords stolen. But there is a price to be paid for adopting biometric identification. Your face or your hand will be used to continually monitor and track everything that you do and everywhere that you go. Here's some more from the Fox News article. Okay, they say, finally, we've made Ryan King the most verified man in Brooklyn. Verified, a fingerprint recognition device chipped back at Ryan after he placed his finger on the reader. Verified, a fingerprint recognition device chirped back at Ryan after he placed his finger on the reader. Verified, a facial recognition device said to Ryan after scanning his face. Ryan works at the American headquarters for FingerTech. FingerTech, a Malaysian company. Replacing pins, usernames, and typed passwords with fingers and faces we don't need to memorize. In other words, you take your fingers and your face everywhere. Just like a Capital One commercial, right? You know, what's in your wallet? What's in your face? What's in your finger? Okay? All right. Never mind. Back to the story. And another quote here. It says, you can't copy someone's fingerprint unless you chop it off, Ryan said, which wouldn't work because it has to be attached to a hand. For now, biometric security is not being forced on people. If you want to avoid it, you can. Yeah, there's some things that they talk about here. And the question is, you know, where this all is going. And, you know, I know what this brings up conjuring concepts about. You know, it sounds a little bit like, you know, the infamous Mark of the Beast. You know, it's really interesting that years ago, back in the late 70s, it had to be because I was living, I know where I was living at the time. I was looking through a magazine, and I saw this beginning to happen at that time. And there was an advertisement from AT&T called, it was basically explaining this new device they had called EFTS, Electronic Funds Transfer Systems. And back in those days, some of you may remember, you could have a credit card, you could pay for your dinner or something like that, but they had to call in and verify the number on your credit card and give you a confirmation code. You had to use the phone, it took 10 or 15 minutes and all that kind of stuff, and it was rather hazardous. But what they had was this new idea. They had a telephone. It was like the old standard keypad telephone sitting on a counter, and there was a slot in the top, and it showed this hand reaching down from the top of the picture with the credit card, putting that card in the slot. I think you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's seen these today. They're, I mean, you can buy your gas with them at a gas pump, you know. You can go to Redbox or whatever it is and stick your card in there and rent a video with your credit card by reading that magnetic strip. But you got to remember when I saw this the first time advertised in, I think it was Life or Newsweek, one of those magazines. It was an AT&T advertisement, I believe. And it said, introducing the new electronic funds transfer system telephone service. I mean, this was a big deal. You know, that was late 70s. You know, I'm really dating myself, but somewhere around the late 70s, before 1980, when I saw this thing come out. And I wrote on the hand, I cut out the ad and pinned it up on the wall, you know, and wrote on the hand 666. Because I said then, this is where it's going. You can tell there's going to be an electronic commerce system that's going to control all transactions. And they're going to force us to use that. That's where it's going. And my gosh, it's been 35 years since that. And nowadays, and I'll be the first person to admit that, you know, I'm just as guilty as anybody else of using this silly card with the mag stripe on it when I buy gas or something like that. And, you know, everywhere I go, I mean, just about everything you do these days in a grocery store, you know, or I mean, it takes longer, actually, in a place that I go, like a drugstore or a Walgreens, to buy something there than it does if you walk in with cash. Because the buttons, the clerk has to turn on the machine. They have to identify themselves. They ask you if you want this and that. Do you want to donate to some cause? Do you want to do all this kind of stuff? And if the thing doesn't work, and I had to swipe my card four times today, you know, because they couldn't, you know, oh, it didn't work. Something got mixed up. I mean, every time I go to Walmart to use my card, it seems like when I go through the automatic checkout deal without a actual checking person there, I have to swipe it two or three times there. I mean, then they have to come over and say, oh, okay, this machine isn't working right. There's something very odd, I think, about the whole system. I don't think it saves you time. I don't think it's all that secure, obviously, after what we saw this last Christmas season with Target and a lot of other people. You know, these systems aren't any safer. They aren't any better. They're just a bunch of techno crap. And if you try to argue with the clerk about why they're having to go through all this trouble, they can't give you any good answers because they're commanded and told and protocoled into this operation to do this kind of thing no matter what. I mean, it's just the way things are done, and this is the 21st century, and isn't it wonderful? You know, I mean, it's like such a mess and such a waste of time. Yeah, I'll admit there are a lot of bounce checks out there, but what's wrong with the good old greenbacks? You know, gosh, I've got little old ladies in front of me that can count out pennies faster than some of these machines can work. You know, they're pretty alarming when you think about it. But that's where it's going. We've talked about this kind of stuff. Now, you can, you know, I don't think this is the mark of the beast, friends. But you can see where the system is going when you won't be able to buy or sell unless you do exactly what they say. Right now, it's just techno crap. It's going to get worse. Bob Tuscan Show continues right after this break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues right here. Last hour, Steve Starr sitting in for Bob tonight. If you can't help Bob out a little bit, go to his website, bobtuscan.com. You might even have to use your bank card. I think you might have an address there, don't you, if you want to send him a check or something. Do it the old-fashioned way. You know, maybe what we need to do is just, go back to the old days. I like silver coins. I like gold coins. I like dollar bills that aren't marked with mag stripes and all kinds of funny Monopoly money colors, which is what they're printing now, worthless money that they're making, spinning off the press, trying to get us to buy into this system. And it's all about, you know, commerce. It's all about politics. You know, you don't hear much of this discussed in a lot of these churches today. And it's really sad because, you know, it is a political system. The mark of the beast is a political system. A political system, okay? It's, you know, it's not about, you know, taking care of your neighbor and just being a nice fella. You know, it's a political system that's coming down on us, and we're being forced to adhere to the misguidance of these people in these positions of authority, and everything's happening the way you might expect and the way it was predicted. You know, I had a friend, and I shouldn't go into this, but this, I got to tell you this story. I had a friend who was a milkman, you know, literally a milkman. You know, he delivered milk every morning. Nice guy. He really was, you know, had a very, very cheerful and clear countenance. And, you know, I don't think that my friend was a real bright guy. I mean, I wouldn't say that he was, I'd say he was maybe a little bit below average intelligence. He wasn't retarded or anything like that. And, you know, he didn't have a mental disability by that, I'm saying. But he wasn't like a rocket scientist, okay? But he said one of the best things I've ever heard that I think bears repeating. He says, you know why you can know that the Bible is true? He said, no, why, Chuck? His name was Chuck. Chuck the milkman said, because people act exactly like the Bible says they do. And I thought, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, look at the way these world leaders are. Look at all these people selling themselves out to the whore of Babylon. You know, who runs this country? Look at it. Look at who these people are. How do they get into these positions? How do they get stuck in this kind of a life where they're drowning themselves in the sins of this world in order to live sumptuously, you know, as they are in bed with the harlot of Babylon? And that's what's happening. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. People are exactly like that. There's no question about it. Things are happening just exactly the way it's told they would be. And, you know, Chuck the milkman was pretty observant. I mean, you know, he's a common sense guy. You know, he didn't have to have a degree from Harvard to come to that conclusion. And I come to the same conclusion. People act exactly that way. There's absolutely no difference. I mean, probably the greatest book on sociology ever written, human sociology, it's right there. I mean, you read through some of these things, and you see people do exactly the same kind of things. Look at Bill and Hillary Clinton, and you see Ahab and Jezebel. The two cases, exactly. I mean, they follow pretty much closely along those lines. I mean, you can see it everywhere. You can see it in kings and leaders. You can see it in bosses, CEOs. You can see it in yourself. I see it in myself, unfortunately, a lot. You know, I mean, good and bad. But that's my two cents. You don't have to agree. Maybe you don't agree. Well, I'll tell you what. We will open the phone lines and take some calls. And let me give you out the number here. And if you've got your bingo marker there, get it out and write it on a big sheet of paper. Paper. I'm losing it. I need some help here. Give me some help. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Just ask for Ron Popeil to get the latest Blender Minder. No, you get Steve Starrs and you get me. But anyway, just give us a call. We'll take your calls and you can sound off or, agree or disagree or add your own point of view to what we're talking about here on the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, another article, it's been out for a while. Stephen Lindman from BobTuscan.com on April 17th wrote an article about Putin held his annual televised question and answer session. He did it with the ordinary Russians nationwide, and I guess he was on for like 4 hours. 4 hours. He did it on for the 12th time. Doing so connects with them. He connects with them regarding these television interviews where he responds to questions forthrightly. Most concerned were about Ukraine and Crimea, and he covered lots of ground. Trust is, that is lost is hard to regain, he said, of course, and many other things. But the point that, you know, some people say, well, you know, do you really think Putin's a good guy? No, I don't think he is at all. He's got a horrific, bloody past. But, you know, when you've got people as stupid as the people who are running the Western world today, Putin can play a very cool game of chess. All he has to do is back off. There's an old saying, don't get in the way when your enemy is destroying himself, which is what the West is doing right now all over the world. Putin is just laying back, man, gathering up his forces, increasing his strength. I don't trust him. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but I have to say, to be honest with you, he's handled things a lot more prudently and a lot more beneficially to the people who are trusting him right now as a leader than the shenanigans that are going on in Washington, D.C., with all these people sold out to the harlot of Babylon, living sumptuously, you know, in the jaws of death, you know, in the pit of hell where this country has been going because of the corruption. It just feeds upon itself. And these people can't break loose from it. They can't deal with the realities of what's really happening here in this country. The news media cannot tell you that 9/11 was an inside job. They can't tell you that Sandy Hook was something that needs to be investigated before we follow and swallow it hook, line, and sinker. They can't tell you, you know, that there are questions as to why we should disrupt the issues and situations in Ukraine and support NATO troops. They just give you the straight company line. And most people, as I said in the first part of this broadcast, realize it's not going anywhere. They're losing credibility fast. That's what's happening here. That's a big part of this whole breakdown right now. Less people believe the mainstream news media today than believed it, say, even 10 years ago. There is less confidence in this government. And there's a lot of good reasons to be that way, and there's a lot of good reasons why we need to wake up and do something about it. As Bill was pointing out earlier, one of our callers, you know, he's talking about the Ron Klass case and how this former attorney general is really outlining the discrepancies and illegalities of this system. They don't even adhere to their own laws, is the point. Much less are their laws constitutional and based on solid republic principles and ideals that could be imputed legally in this system. They're not even doing that. And so the thing has gotten so far out of control, and we do have to identify where it's going. We do have a responsibility here. We have to occupy, at this point, our own nation. We have to occupy the U.S. We have to occupy till I come, is what Messiah said. Okay? And that's the job. That's the task we have. It's a responsibility. So, you know, we can talk about that and get into those kinds of conversations and discuss some of these things. I think the big thing, the big issue, of course, is, you know, what are you doing? Are you coming up with a real solution, something that actually works? How do you find a real solution? I've got some ideas, and I'll be glad to pass those along. There are solutions to this whole thing, but it does take organization. It's not just a grape shot approach to the whole matter. Okay, we'll get back to some calls. Got Curtis from Florida hanging in there. Right after the break, we'll hear from him, okay? Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Well, here we are back again with the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in here with you on Friday and the weekend coming up. And as promised, I said we would go to the phones, and we'll hear from Curtis in Florida if he's there. Curtis, are you there?
I am, Steve. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is going to be a good call you're going to hear get from me tonight.
Okay.
I consider there to be one basic problem, and that is parasitism. And there's really only one solution, which is separation from parasites with land designation. I'll give you a couple quick metaphors. If an elephant's trampling your living room furniture, the old solution was to kill all elephants. Now, the new left-wing solution is saying that resisting trampled furniture is racist. The new right-wing solution is to read the elephant Robert's Rules of Order, and the elephant will obey. But the only real solution is to simply politically and geographically separate yourself from elephants. I can do this over and over. I could be getting bit by sharks. The old way was to kill all the sharks. The left-wing way is saying resisting shark bites is hate. The new right-wing way is to teach sharks to be kind. Pet them. Teach them the Constitution. But the only real solution is to stop swimming with sharks.
This yeah, I agree.
This is the only sensible solution is geographic separation from psychopaths and from whole people groups that want our demise. Now, you can discredit me all you want and say, no, it's not a matter of people groups. It's not race. Race is the biggest piece in the picture. We also need a white psychopath island where we can get rid of our 20%, 5%, I should say, 1 out of 20 psychopaths among ourselves. Yes, whites do need a psychopath island. We can start it out with John McCain and his ilk. But the solution is separation. It's not to kill all the world's people that you don't like or that don't like you. It's not to change the host and say, well, being a host, if you don't like being a host to a parasite, you're hateful and racist. Nor you're not going to change the parasite. You're not going to change other people groups that want to come here and live off our success and our gratuity and our successful society. You're not going to change them. I don't care if you're reading Robert's Rules of Order. Doesn't matter if you're reading the Constitution. That's like doing sign language for a blind man or shouting at a deaf man. They don't care about your dead white man Constitution. They don't.
Well, I agree.
The solution is separation.
But how do you do that, though? How do you do that?
Okay. Well, you need to stop all racial conquering of white countries in the world.
Well, somebody has to have that authority. I'm not sure that I agree with your point of view of racial separation as much as you would, but how would you do that? The point I would always ask is, who's going to be an authority? And since authority is so lackluster and lacking of trust, you know, who would do that?
You know, that is a really good question. Who is going to remove our federal government from its tyranny? The federal government is the most formidable enemy the white race has ever faced. The United States federal government is the white race's worst enemy we've ever faced, bar none. Bar none.
Well, who is going to
put them out of power?
I
don't know.
Do you think it was designed that way, or has it just become that way?
Well, if you read Hologram of Liberty, which is a strong critique of our Constitution, you'll see just how elitist 6-year terms for the Senate, you can only get rid of 1/3 at a time, no standing votes on anything, no standing referendum, no standing recall. I believe our Constitution was more designed by a Hamiltonian elitist aristocracy than we give the Constitution far too much credit. Whether they ever thought that they were going to have non-whites and Jewish people run us, I don't think they were that. I'm not so cynical that I think that was their design, but they did want to have just the most intelligent and rich people run the United States inevitably, hence the Supreme Court having such powers today. It was all by design, I think, to eventually have the elite run rather than straight-up democracy.
Right, but those, as you said before, those were elite white people in the beginning, and I agree right. with you that to a large extent they left a lot of back doors in the Constitution. And
horrible.
I'm kind of questioning, so I'm not a constitutional purist in the absolute sense, but I do believe back, yeah, I mean, the interpretation of those things.
It's an interpretation. The Constitution is really terrible also when it comes to land. George Washington was an evil man. He never squared with the quotient. Each person deserves an equal share of their country's severally sector. If the government is going to evict us off the jointly sector, off the commons, it therefore creates unto itself a responsibility to justly compensate each evicted person with an equal share, 40 acres and a mule, or whatever the severally sectors of land, not a building, not food stamps, not a house, but land. And George Washington was a major estate holder. He made people homeless. If you own two quotients, you're making someone out there homeless, maybe at large, maybe in part. But don't be like the two-month-old who you take the banana off the table and they don't even know it exists anymore. Just because it's more than one landlord, it's not going to fool me. I don't care if it's 300 landlords. There's still is land deprivation. And they missed it with their stupid pursuit of happiness.
But the problem is, you know, not everybody can work land. The truth is...
That's irrelevant. The value of the land is what everybody gets. I know not everyone wants to be a farmer. But
right.
We all have to succumb to gravity. Are we going to be Hindu? Or like Bonnie Tyler and fly across the Grand Canyon? We don't need another hero. No, no one can float. I don't believe Hindus can levitate. I don't believe it. And maybe David Copperfield could once if he had Bonnie Tyler singing. But that's hogwash. It's like you don't need land. You succumb to, you need land at least to have a normal force against gravity so you don't go into the mantle and fry. That's BS. We deserve an equal share of the world's natural resources on our 18th birthday or a cash value thereof. This is a quotient. All people should have to square with a quotient once a month. If you are a net excluder, you need to pay the kitty. If you're a net excludee, you need to be compensated with a NERC, Natural Inheritance Relinquishers Compensation. And people who have more than one share of land of the severally sector, if it's going to be a severally sector, need to pay their 9 square. That's their natural inheritance net excluders square with a quotient.
Well, what about, for example, you know, I don't know if you've heard about the Year of Jubilee and the patriarchal inheritance
Jubilee, land. Jubilee absolves all debt, but you still start out homeless. Jubilee's one.
No, what I'm talking about is where all lands were returned to the patriarchal inheritance in those days as well. So if somebody could lease out their land or they could do something with it or they could actually lose access to it because of they impoverished themselves or something like that. But during the year of Jubilee, all that land was initiated or sent back to the original owners. The parcel went back to the family parcel that was actually there. So that was kind of a little bit of what you're talking about there, but it wasn't 7 years or 5 years or whatever. It was about 50 years. And the idea there was that you would keep the land divided equally among the families or people who initially had it. Would that work today?
No, that's a poor excuse for justice. Once every 15, 40 minutes, once every 7 years, that's pitiful. It should be once a month, like you pay your rent. And the other thing about Jubilee is they didn't recut the pie equally for everybody. I mean, if my dad's an alcoholic and gambled it away, why should I step in? If my dad had 8 children... Why should I have only one-eighth of what a guy who had one? If I'm the second son, what if I'm a woman? I mean, it was a weak, pitiful attempt, maybe a embryonic glimpse of what could have been. But this was made up by Jewish people who said, you get to reap where you didn't sow. Ooh, I love that. Reaping where I didn't sow. That's so Jewish.
Well, no, I'm talking about getting back the original land holdings that people had after... so many years, because as you said before, families do go wrong for a while, maybe a generation or two, but it doesn't hold everybody in eternally into the loss of poverty.
These are called entails, and Britain had entails too. You couldn't get rid of the property if you wanted to. It followed your family. No, you need to have your credit in a bank account, a natural inheritance account. Now, on Monday, the first Monday of the month, you get your natural inheritance quotient. Now, if you have nothing, you get a full... let's say $2,000. But then on Tuesday, you pay, you know, $200 to your federal tithe. Wednesday, you've got your state tithe. And on Thursday, you get your county tithe. On Friday, you got your city tithe. See how it works? Now, if those are $200 each, you started out with $2,000, you're down to $1,000, which means that you, or $1,200, you probably pay a lot of that in your rent if you're renting. But if you have a quotient, you only get $1,000 on the first Monday. You still have to pay your same amount.
We got to run, man. Thanks for the call, Curtis. Bye-bye now. We'll be back after these breaks.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Final segment for this week. You know, Bob's on Monday through Friday, and I'll give you the times. 10 to 1 o'clock Eastern, 9 to midnight Central, 8 to 11 out here in Mountain Country, and on the West Coast, 7 to 10. And, of course, I mean, I guess that it's the same time zone up and down throughout the entire Western Hemisphere, or at least North and South America. And we also hear from folks sometimes in Australia, and in Canada, and around the country, and around the world. So it's really good to be with you on RBN. Hats off to this network. We're doing the best we can. I kind of like Curtis's calls. You know, I mean, even though I sometimes think that he's trying to reinvent the wheel rather than fix the flat. I use that expression a lot because I think when we get kind of destitute for solutions in this incredibly stupid situation we find ourselves in with things in the entire economy, the government, the political outlook on this whole situation is so absurd that we are looking for solutions. I still go back to the idea that I think what we need to find out, as we were talking with Bill about, is where things went wrong and how to put them back in order. I'm not sure there's ever going to be equity in terms of everybody being able to have everything they want or be left alone or be, you know, left to their own world. And as I said before, it's very temporary anyway. You know, everything's very temporary. I mean, how about this? You know, your assignment is to die. That's it. Your assignment is to die. That's what's going to happen to you. That's what's going to happen to me. We're going to die. I hate to be morbid, but that's what's going to happen. The question isn't how much you die with or how many toys or how happy you are right now. It's where you end up after you're dead. That's the final solution. And that's, you know, we avoid that constantly because everybody's got an idea. I think there's plenty of information out there about that. And you can look that up if you like. But, you know, there's not really that much beyond, you know, the quibbling over taxes and over government and over political policy and over this and that, beyond your 60 to 70 years of passing through this fishbowl entertainment thing we call life. And from that point on, you know, where do you go? That's the question. And so as we reflect on what I mentioned earlier, you know, about the resurrection of the dead, how's your resurrection coming? Are you planning on that? Are you planning on coming back with an immortal body? Because in Adam all men die, and in the Messiah Yeshua all men will resurrect. All men. You're coming right back to your body, my friend, immortally. The old law of sin and death has been annulled. It's been thrown out. Just like I was talking about earlier when I said that, you know, it was like a sting case. The judge sent his own son down to see how well the parking tickets were being administered by the evil sheriff and DA in the county. When he found out they were corrupt, he decided to annul all parking tickets. All parking tickets. But if you don't go in, if you don't pay attention, if you don't follow up and take advantage of that deal, the fine is still imposed. Okay? So the deal is now death no longer pertains to us. Any of us. Any of us. This isn't a matter of death. This is a matter of what you're going to do in the next phase of your life, your eternal life. That's what it's all about. And about, you know, the Constitution in the long run. It's not about, you know, stopping the Federal Reserve in the long run. It's not about whether 9/11 was an inside job or not in the long run, or who killed John F. Kennedy. It's about what you're going to do in your resurrected life. That's where it's going. Death has been annulled. It's not the problem anymore. It's not even there. It's the last part of this whole thing. It's finished. Once this whole situation plays out, the regeneration will take place, and you're coming right back. Hey, there's an interesting show on ABC, and I don't watch it very often. As a matter of fact, I missed it last Sunday, called Resurrection. You know, I had to watch a little of this just to see what it was about. But it was kind of interesting because it was a story of you know, these people who are dead all of a sudden appear again. Like there's a little boy first, and then there's this kind of a crazy father type, and then there's this girl that came back. And what's really interesting is that she died 12 years earlier, and she was going to with a guy who's now a preacher. But she came back, and she came back pregnant with his baby from 12 years earlier. But they decided to exhume the grave of the little boy to see if his body was still there, and they found the body was still in the casket. Okay, so whoever the little boy is, it's not the same. It's not the body. The body is still there, and yet the boy remembers everything. He looks just like he did when he passed away. And I don't know if you've seen this show, but you know, it kind of got my interest because I'm interested in the resurrection stuff. You know, I was wanting to see where ABC News, ABC was going with this, of course. You know, Disney is ABC. And they're pretty good at creating these fictional stories out of these, you know, fictional scenarios. But anyway, all these people are resurrecting, or these people who are dead are coming back, but they're not the same body. And in some cases, people are saying they're not even the same person. They're like clones with the same mind, the same memory, the same relationships, and even the same clothing and stuff like that. But they do the same things that they did before. That's part of it. You know, the people that are resurrected are not actually the physical bodies that have resurrected, but the actual person who's been cloned as a duplicate of what that person was. So now there's talk about aliens, and there's the alien interjection of ideas into all of this now coming out, and this kind of where I didn't get to see the story last week because in the move process I was saying our TV aerial doesn't pick up the station anymore. I don't pay for cable. I used to work in broadcast television. I don't like to pay for cable. We all used to do this all for free many years ago, and now for people to be paying $60, $70, $80, $100 a month to watch television with all those commercials, no, that's crazy. I can't believe people pay for it. But then again, you know, with all the chemtrails that they're spraying, I wonder why we don't boycott the airlines and demand an answer from them. You know, we talk about solutions here, and I still am focused on the here and now, friends. I don't want to get too far off into the future, but I'm talking about the ultimate. You know, where do you go? I mean, your assignment is to die. That's what you're here to do, to die. Not to live, but to die. You know, that's a hard situation. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for your assignment? Because that's where it's going. And, you know, even though there's a lot of important things, that's what this whole thing about the death and resurrection of Christ, the Easter, if you call it Easter, Ashtar, really, it's a pagan name on a Christian holiday. It's actually bigger than Christmas in reality because it's about the death and resurrection is what the whole thing is about. It's Christmas is, of course, you know, a wonderful nativity, warm celebration, but it's the death and resurrection weekend are a much more important issue. You know, the Jewish people believed in the resurrection of the dead long before it became a Christian faith. And I was going to throw that out a little bit and talk that over with Bob sometime and say, well, you know, if you grew up in a Jewish home, did you ever hear anything about the resurrection? Because it's not a Christian. It didn't begin with Christ. Of course, you know, I think most of our listeners know that they believed in the resurrection many centuries ago. That's why the Egyptians built those huge tombs for their bodies. And they took all their items and things that they were expecting to have in the next life with them, neatly placed inside those tombs so that as soon as they resurrected or whatever, they would go back to being who they were. So, I mean, it's a very, very old concept, this idea of resurrection. Of course, now this ABC, ongoing nightly drama series is interjecting various ideas. But this looks like it's in some sort of an alien impostorship kind of a thing that they're doing there. So who knows where that's going to go. But anyhow, getting back to a little bit of what Curtis was saying, I won't disagree completely with everything he has to say because I think he has some good points. There's an interesting story that I'm just going to finish up with very quickly before we call it a night. Michael Snyder from The American Dream writes a story about 18 stats that prove the government dependence has reached epidemic levels. So the question is, if we are becoming so socialist, how are they going to divide this thing? 49% of the dollar goes for major entitlements, 20% for income and Social Security. I mean, it's amazing what's happening with our economy right now. Well, friends, it's been a lot of fun. Steve Starr's here with you. Thanks to Manny, our producer, for hanging out for the whole 3 hours. We will see you Monday. Visit BobTuscan.com. Help out Bob if you can, and stay tuned to RBN. We will see you next Monday.
Chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.